In my previous sermon, I mentioned that I was healed of brain tumor and dropped out of medical school to become a pastor. Apart from the healing of brain tumor, there's something for which I'm even more thankful. It is having met this church and the shepherd and walking the way of true salvation. Having been a Christian since birth, I attended a different church for many years and worked for God as a Sunday school teacher and a choir member, etc. But to my regret, I lacked the assurance of salvation. But after I came to this church, I developed assurance of salvation and hope for heaven. Brothers and sisters, a church, in a word, is like a spiritual school leading saved believers to heaven. But even if students diligently attend school, pay the tuition, and participate in diverse volunteer activities, unless they study well enough, they can't enter a good college. They need to have good academic abilities. Likewise, even if we diligently attend church, give offerings, and work faithfully for God, unless we have faith good enough, we cannot enter heaven. By the way, we can't have faith just because we want it. We can receive it only from above. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter." Here, the will of God is our sanctification, as we are reminded in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. Thus, we have to pursue sanctification in our Christian life. To the extent we sanctify our hearts, we can be given spiritual faith, which enables us to enter heaven. It said in Jude chapter 1, verse 20, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Faith, which is the one of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, can be given to us to the extent we make our hearts holy. Back in the church I previously attended, although I faithfully worked for God, gave offerings, and diligently attend services, because I failed to live by the words, I wasn't given spiritual faith and lived without assurance of salvation. But thankfully, in this church we have the gospel of holiness that empowers us to sanctify our hearts, possess true faith, and reach salvation. This gospel not only presents the ways to sanctification, but provides us with abundant grace and strength to achieve it. So, God is leading numerous souls who are seeking the true way of salvation to this church He Himself established. Before I came to this church, I lived in agony without the assurance of salvation. I used to follow my mother to revival meetings and churches filled up with the Spirit. Still, I failed to change myself and have assurance of salvation. I believe many of you here used to suffer from spiritual thirst without the assurance of salvation as I did. But our God led each of us to this precious church in this end time. During home visits, I meet many people who saw senior pastor or the image of Grand Sanctuary through dreams or spiritual visions even before they came to this church. For example, a person who was praying for the Ark of Salvation, he saw a Grand Sanctuary in a dream, and when she saw the image of the Grand Sanctuary on the weekly bulletin, she was surprised. Once there was a time I received a phone call from a person who attended another church. She used to have trouble with her, consulted with her own pastor, but the pastor taught him in a wrong way. which is opposite from the Bible. So she was agonized. She couldn't resolve her issues. So she prayed in tears to resolve her resolution of her problems. So she heard a voice. Find a Pastor J. Rockley. Hallelujah. When she happened to watch a pastor's sermon program on a Christian channel, and when she heard the name J. Rockley, she was so surprised. She discovered the contact information and came to this church finally, registered in our church, and she's now happily walking with the Lord here. And Father God has led each one of us to this church. In Spanish-speaking countries where Enlace is broadcast, there are pastors and believers who saw senior pastor in their dream. After quite a while, they were amazed to see him preaching on Enlace. They confessed that they received grace and experienced change in their lives, and their churches enjoy revival and blessings. A surprising thing is that even those who haven't come here, the Central Church, experience change in their hearts, blessings, and God's work just by reading or listening to senior pastors' messages through the books or the internet. A woman from there was a person, she's an old woman. She was led to her church through her sister-in-law, and at the church, she was healed, and she began to come to church on her own. And as we watched from the Mami magazine, a woman from Taiwan Mami Church prayed for the true spiritual word. As she began hearing the shepherd's messages on the internet, she was healed of depression, which tormented him for 20 years, and removed hatred against her husband. In turn, her husband, who is a professor in college, was killed of a disease by prayer. Now they attend church together and live in happiness and blessings. In Moldova, as you know well, there was a young man who was thirsty for the word. He found senior pastors' messages on the internet and shared them with others. As they grew in number, they set up a church, branch church there. Like this, the gospel of holiness carries the power and grace to sanctify our hearts. Here, at this central church as well, we have numerous people who've experienced marvelous spiritual change. I personally remember a person who'd been addicted to alcohol for dozens of years. Whenever he drank, and his wife came to this church first and guided him to church. And by the guidance of his wife, he came. As soon as he stepped into the main sanctuary, he felt like he was in heaven. He stopped drinking from the following day. Also, Professor Chongyun Che lived as a Christian for many years at another church, doing a lot of volunteer works there. Yet, he couldn't resolve his problems of sins, but at this church, he found a solution from the gospel of holiness. He happily testifies. As the church is going through this time of blessing, I'd like to remind you that Manmin is a church set up by God Himself, and compare our church to the early churches set up by the apostles, so that you won't waver in faith, but walk with the Lord with stronger assurance. What is most essential in our Christian life is faith. In order to have faith, we need three things, which are the words of life, fervent prayer, and God's works. The Bible tells us that faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. We can have faith as we hear the words of life that are living and active and divine and pierce our soul, spirit, joints, and marrow. Also, we can have faith when we act by the words and change ourselves. For us to act by the words, we need God's grace and power and the Holy Spirit's help, all of which come from fervent prayer. As said in John chapter 4:48, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. We can gain faith when we experience the works of God's power. Today, we'll compare our church to the early churches in these three aspects. I hope that you will deeply realize Manmin is a such blessed church set up by God Himself so that you can walk with the Lord with greater joy and assurance. First, the church set up by God is characterized by the words of life that change our souls. After Jesus compared His flesh and blood to true food and drink, many of His disciples couldn't understand this word and left Him. Physically, actually, when you hear Jesus saying His flesh and blood is true food and drink, this word was spiritual, so many of the disciples left Him. As Jesus asked His 12 disciples, "You do not want to go away also, do you?" Peter replied, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." I think this is the confession of all of us Manmin members. Here, words of eternal life signify the words of life that provide eternal life and save souls. First, the words of life refer to words of authority that change the souls. In the four Gospels, when our Lord began His public ministry, many people were amazed to hear the words He proclaimed. They confessed that His words had authority and differ from those of the scribes and the Pharisees. A senior pastor once mentioned that to have authority in our words, we have to show deeds of acting by God's word. Our Lord was conceived by the Holy Spirit and had no original or self-committed sins. Because He was the perfect one, perfect being, great authority accompanied His words. Today as well, when a pastor's words are consistent with his deeds, God guarantees His words and gives them authority so that people who hear His words are inspired and changed. Back in the days of the early churches, as Peter preached the gospel with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, great authority accompanied His words. He made 3,000 to 5,000 people convert to Christianity. Such words of authority brought about marvelous revival to the early churches. The same goes for our beloved senior pastor. In addition to healing works, the driving force for this church's amazing revival is the words of authority that change our souls. There are people who failed to change themselves before, but at this church, they experience amazing spiritual change. As a result, their husbands, wives, and children follow them to church. No one can deny this. I believe many of you here can vouch for this. The sharing of the gospel has to be done not just with words, but through deeds. In other churches, we find that there are more elderly people than young men, more women members than gentlemen. But in our church are many students and young adults. Look around. You can confirm this. There are many, aren't they? During home visits, I meet novice believers. They confess, when I attended another church, my wife used to nag me. But after my wife started attending this church, she stopped nagging me. So I thought something changed, something was strange. So I secretly visited this church and began to follow her to this church. They confessed. The reason that senior pastor had such authority in his words is that he earnestly desired to resemble God from the early days of his Christian life and pray to cast off sins and evil. If they still remained, if such sins and evil still remained even after prayer, he offered 3-day, 5-day, and 7-day fasting to root out the sinful natures. In doing so, he threw away even the adulterous mind and sanctified himself. Another firm evidence for senior pastor's sanctification is his family. As a pastor, one of the most difficult things is to be recognized in his family. He can pretend to be holy out of his home, but his true nature is revealed when he's inside. But as far as beloved senior pastor, whether he is at home or out, he's the same. So his family members confess they love and respect him most, next to God and our Lord. Amen. Back in 1999, when the church went through a trial, one of the church members wavered in faith. But as he found himself not winning recognition from his family members, while senior pastor was recognized in his family, he again solidified his faith. The reason that the words of life are essential in this end time is that to adorn ourselves as the bride of the Lord, who is holy, we are required to change our hearts and become sanctified. God doesn't accept the chaff, but only bring in the wheat. The Bible tells us that He will gather His wheat into the barn, and He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Thus, the words of life that change and sanctify our hearts is essential in this end time. To talk more about the sanctification, in other churches, they claim that as human beings, we can't be sanctified. We can strive for sanctification, but can never achieve it. They can only work towards sanctification, but can never achieve it. When I attended a different church, I was taught that morals should come first, rather than faith. In other churches, there are members who have private gatherings. Those gatherings are composed of family members. But they become arrogant and disobey the pastor and disrupt the order. They cause trouble in a church. So pastors say, morals should come first rather than faith. I think you've heard such sayings if you have attended a different church. And having been a Christian since birth myself, I listened to messages of many pastors, and they always asserted that humans are so weak that they cannot help committing sins. After I met senior pastor, for the first time, I learned that with true faith, we can change even our character and become sanctified. He reminded us that Moses, who was once hot-tempered and even committed murder, changed into a person more humble than any man on earth. John, who was nicknamed the Son of Thunder, changed into the Apostle of Love. This came as a shock to me, because we've listened to the words of life from the shepherd who himself exemplifies sanctification and assures us that we can also be sanctified. We've changed ourselves to this day, haven't we? Next, the words of life are accompanied by firm evidences. As for Prophet Samuel, the Bible mentions that none of his words failed. God guarantees the words spoken by an individual whom God acknowledges. Since the founding of this church, the words of senior pastor have always been fulfilled in God's providence. All his prophecies regarding the 666 mark, how things go in the end time, whether anomalies, outbreaks of new diseases or earthquakes, drastic growth of China, inter-Korean relations, and the summit between the U.S. and the North Korea have been fulfilled. All the prophecies have been fulfilled. In the future, we will witness the completion of the power of recreation, financial blessings coming in through the kings, and the construction of the grand sanctuary without a single error. I can assure you, these things will happen. Apart from the power to sanctify our hearts, our messages are the best in terms of grace and inspiration. When I hear the sermons, when I hear the sermons of Pastor Soojin Lee, this is my personal opinion. I'm often thrilled and say to myself, where else could we find a pastor who can preach so well like she does? Do you agree with me? What about Pastor Esther Chung, the president of the Manmin United Holiness Seminary? I'm just awed by her insight into the Old and New Testament and her illustrations. What about other preachers? The messages they wholeheartedly prepare deeply touch our hearts. Where else could we hear such messages? I urge you to be all the more thankful that you can lead a Christian life at this church that abounds with the words of life. Second, the church set up by God Himself is characterized by fervent prayer that brings down God's power. The driving force behind the early church's remarkable revival was the fiery works of the Holy Spirit, which came on the Pentecost. It was the fruit borne by the believers who devotedly pray for 10 days in obedience to God's word. The Holy Spirit came upon them like tongues of fire, and they began to speak with other tongues. The Jews from different nations were amazed to hear them speaking in their own languages. Filled up with the Spirit, they overcame life-threatening moments and boldly preached the gospel. As a result, the kingdom of God was expanded marvelously. Luke chapter 22 well describes how fervently our Lord prayed at night to manifest God's power. The apostles also diligently prayed whenever they found time. James, who was the elder of the Jerusalem church, prayed so constantly that his knees became callous like those of a camel. Our church hasn't committed the sin of ceasing to pray. Since the founding of this church, beloved senior pastor has gone into mountain prayer to receive profound revelations on the spiritual realm and the events of the end time. Also, with the guidance of Mrs. Bongnim Lee, we've unceasingly prayed at night for over 30 years. Our fervent prayer has empowered us to receive answers, blessings, and has been a driving force for church's remarkable growth. No one can deny this. Even if we search the whole world, it's almost impossible to find a church that prays fervently as we do. Through home visits, I hear the news of people who are deceived into leaving this church, but they are suffering from spiritual thirst and living in agony without fervent prayer. Pastor Esther once said, there is a hole in our human's heart that only God can fill. I hope that none of you here will leave this church abounding with words and prayer and suffer like these people. The reason that fervent prayer is crucial is that we can't break fleshly thoughts that hinder us from having faith and make us enemies to God. Without fervent prayer, to live by the words, we need power to cast off old habits and burn away sinful natures by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Thus, we can achieve sanctification only with fervent prayer. To achieve revival is possible when we get filled up with the Spirit through fervent prayer. For example, as Chinese parish leader, Kim Nan Hwang, prayed fervently with ardent love for the souls and united all her parish members as one. She achieved a remarkable revival in her parish, even while the church is in a difficult time. I was very impressed to hear that. Moreover, many members of the Chinese parish attended the spiritual Daniel prayer meeting and received a lot of awards. I realized once again the importance of fervent prayer. Another reason that fervent prayer is crucial is that we need to prepare our oil to welcome our Lord. Spiritually, oil signifies the Holy Spirit. So, to prepare our oil means to get filled up with the Spirit. To get filled up with the Spirit is possible when we offer fervent prayer. In this church, we have Daniel prayer meeting where we pray fervently every night. How thankful we should be for this. I urge all of you to pray fervently. Third, the church set up by God is characterized by the works of God. It's said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." By the works of the Holy Spirit that descended on the Pentecost, the apostles received power and manifested signs and wonders. In turn, the early churches achieved amazing revival. As for Peter, people wanted even his shadow to fall on them. God's power was manifested in a wonderful way, even by deacons like Stephen and Philip. After Deacon Philip shared the gospel with an Ethiopian eunuch who was in charge of the queen's treasure and received baptism, the gospel spread to Ethiopia. Through the Apostle Paul, God manifested extraordinary works. When handkerchiefs or aprons were carried from his body to the sick, the diseases left them and the evil spirits went out. As God's works were manifested like this, wherever they preached the gospel, many people returned to the Lord. Because sins and evil are rampant in this end time, just as Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth?" People refuse to believe, even while seeing the works of God. For this reason, through the shepherd, God has manifested His power that is astonishing and beyond man's imagination to wrap up the human cultivation. By having him, offer countless hours of prayer and fasting, go through spiritual training, and fulfill the 7-year justice, which are unbearable for men, God granted him the most high power of creation. And now, the shepherd is achieving the completion of the power of recreation through this trial of blessing. During this time of blessing, I had a profound spiritual awakening in my prayer. We believe that He is perfect, and His, we believe in His goodness and love. As you all know, He has only conducted Himself in goodness, but to fulfill all His remaining duties in the world filled with evil, He has to go through such a trial to make Himself more perfect. As we find in John chapter 2, verse 24, Jesus didn't entrust Himself to people because He knew all men. We've learned that Jesus didn't give Mary Magdalene a look, even though she earnestly followed Him. When His disciple Peter, who confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," tried to deter Him from carrying the cross, He sternly reproached him, "Get behind me, Satan." Although the shepherd is perfect in terms of goodness, love, and mercy, in order to fully recover the original voice and achieve the completion of the power of recreation, he has to reach the level of the Father in terms of... I believe that's why he's going through such a trial. For the salvation of souls in this end time, Father God has acknowledged and guaranteed the shepherd and bestowed on him the power which can't be seen anywhere else. Just as God ensured the faith of Moses and created a spiritual space where the Israelites safely crossed the Red Sea in the midst of the strong wind that split the sea. Likewise, God creates the spiritual space for those who trust the shepherd, and we proudly call it the space of the shepherd. In this space, God lowered... let's give glory to Father God. In this space, God lowered the temperature by 10 degrees even amidst the heat wave. By sending dragonflies, He allows us to have outdoor activities without mosquitoes or insects at the summer retreat. And He also protects us from car accidents. And by showing us the circular rainbows and moving stars, He demonstrates that the Bible is true. Because God Himself set up this church, He manifests His amazing power to those who trust the shepherd and are united with Him. Take this year's summer retreat, for example. Even though Senior Pastor wasn't with us, by the handkerchief prayer from Pastor Soojin Lee, astounding words happened. One of the most unforgettable one was the case where a woman who was healed of her bow legs, after receiving prayer, her legs straightened, and she laid her hand on her photo, and then her legs straightened, and she gave great glory to God. Her legs bent outward, with bow legs, one becomes shorter in height. Moreover, with his joints twisted, he suffers from intense pain while walking. As her legs straightened at once by the prayer, she got taller and began to walk straight without pain. And she began to wear skirts as well. And all people there rejoiced together and gave glory to God. I also had a chance to experience ever-increasing power of the shepherd. Last week, I saw a deacon from the Transportation Bureau walking with a limp. I asked why. He told me that he got injured while playing soccer. With his muscles ruptured, he couldn't walk well. So I briefly prayed for him with the handkerchief. With the handkerchief, I myself feel that Holy Spirit is happening. Actually, because the injury was serious, I didn't expect him to be healed right away. But I saw him the next morning. He was walking so well. Hallelujah. Where else could we find the church? I think his words are working even more while the senior pastor is away so that we can have a stronger assurance. Where else could we find a church where such amazing works are happening? We are so thankful. While reading the Bible, I discovered a verse relating to the providence of the end time. Luke chapter 14 verse 28 says, "For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it?" It's just a regular verse, but in reading that verse, I thought, before God created the heaven and earth, when he designed the human cultivation to gain true children, he must have planned everything from its beginning until the end. This question, this thought came to my mind. The essence of the human cultivation is the providence of salvation through Jesus Christ. Just as the last runner plays a crucial role in a relay race, so is the ending point of the human cultivation. So there must be his providence planned for the end time as well. Now the world population has surpassed 7.6 billion. According to the statistics, the number of the people who've died until now is almost equal to the number of people alive today. As sins and evil thrive all the more in this end time, it's really hard to receive salvation, as our Lord said, "Will I find faith on earth?" So, why wouldn't God have his plans and providence to save numerous people in this end time? I'm sure he has. I believe the Father has his providence in this church to save billions of people in this end time. To fulfill this providence, God selected our church and the shepherd, and God has subjected our shepherd to trials and hardships unbearable for man so that he could have faith as gold. To hinder his God's providence, the enemy devil had seen a pastor expelled from the seminary in his senior year. But as he overcame in thanksgiving, God caused all things to work together for good and blessed him to found the church and made his church grow rapidly. Years later, while carrying tremendous burden for the church, he suffered from excessive bleeding and faced death. Also, there was a time he was dismissed from the denomination. As he conquered such trials only with faith, God rewarded him with greater power and blessings. And he set him in 1999, some unrighteous people betrayed the church and caused a big trial. This led to a sharp, but as the shepherd overcame all this in goodness and love, God granted us the Muan Sweet Water and opened the way for us to work for the world evangelization. Regarding this trial, I think God has providence in this church workers as well. I thought, when they experienced God's grace and the shepherd's power, they all called the shepherd their spiritual father and resolved to go to New Jerusalem. They all confessed in such a way. Even worldly people, if their parents or brothers suffer unfair situations, they never leave them. They wouldn't want to believe what others talk about them. If they would want to stay with him to the end. So, that's why we need to go through this trial. The wheat and the chaff are separated this way. Only then will the enemy devil not accuse us for entering New Jerusalem so easily just because of our shepherd. With this awakening, I was thankful from my heart. Even though we are briefly going through this trial, when we are united with the shepherd in overcoming this trial, we will see the great reversal and revival and mightily accomplish the world evangelization. After our shepherd achieves the completion of the power of recreation, he will make even severed arms and legs grow back, walk on the water, and bring down UFOs, thereby demonstrating to the whole world that the Bible is true, God is living, only our Lord is the Savior, and that He will come back. And the earth is, when the earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea, I firmly believe that we will build a grand sanctuary, welcome our Lord, and enter New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. In the Bible are various words referring to God. Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord is peace. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord gives us victory. And Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Among these words, there is one that signifies His providence and guidance. It's Ebenezer. Ebenezer means God has helped and guided us so far. In Samuel, in the book of Samuel, when the Philistines attacked Israel, and when the Israelites cried out to God, God destroyed the Philistines so that the Israelites could win a great victory. And Samuel picked up a stone and he called the place Ebenezer, which means God has helped and guided us so far. In the Bible, it says God when people come to this church for the first time and experience God's grace, what they say in common is that they are so grateful for leading God. God led each of us to this church and has provided us with abundant grace and blessings. We've been healed of diseases, found peace in our families, received blessings in our places of work and businesses, received the blessing of conception, fixed our bad temper, etc. Don't you think our Father God, who has blessed us like this, will lead us the better way from now on? If you indeed believe in the living God, shouldn't you believe that He has prepared all things, has helped us, and will continue to lead us as well? I urge you to look to His providence for this church and His guidance only. Recently, as I heard some shocking news, at first I was taken aback. But as I ponder over God's providence, I had an awakening. After we overcome all the trials and come forth as the glory of resurrection, I assure you that we will receive financial blessings through the kings, build a grand sanctuary, and witness the completion of the power of recreation. Then, until our Lord's coming, we will battle against the Antichrist to save numerous souls around the world. Before a nation faces a great war, a wise leader will carry out major reorganization first. So, carrying out the duty to purify the churches is impossible unless we purify ourselves first. I realize that while senior pastor is now with us, God refines and purifies us. With this awakening, I was thankful from the depths of my heart. I challenge all of you to accept any advice with a humble heart and reflect on yourself. If you discover shortcomings, I urge you to lay yourself down and change yourself. While senior pastor is going into a more perfect level, how could we not have any shortcomings? Let us humble ourselves. Those with a humble heart stay silent no matter what they hear. To sum up today's message, first, the church set up by God Himself is characterized by the words of life that change our souls. Second, by fervent prayer that brings down God's power. Third, it is characterized by God's works. By the way, God has given us all these three to fulfill the providence of the end time. So, how thankful we should be. I hope that you keep your assurance and vision, place more trust in the shepherd, and accomplish the world evangelization and construction of the grand sanctuary so that you can confidently meet our Lord and enter New Jerusalem. Let's give glory to the Father. Let us reflect on today's message in our prayer.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as cold and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.